Hi, I'm Johns Hopkins with Baltimore Heritage. Welcome to 5 minutes of Baltimore history on WYPR. If you walk around pretty much any Baltimore neighborhood, chances are you'll find a bar at one or two, or maybe even all four of its corners. The bar fits seamlessly in with the street of row houses, except there's a door in the corner. Step inside that door pretty much any time of day, and you'll find a few patrons who know the bartender by name, sitting and chatting, their favorite drink on the counter. This is the essence of a Baltimore corner bar, and it's been this way for over 100 years. Now, to be fair, our quintessential Baltimore corner bar was not the first drinking establishment in America. That title likely goes to a place called the Three Mariners in Boston in 1634. This, like many early American bars, was a tavern, which mostly catered to travelers. These early bars were places where people could stop and have a drink, get a bite to eat, or possibly get a room while passing through a city or town. Corner bars, or saloons, were fundamentally different. The working man's clubs, as they were called, were hyper-local establishments. They could be supported by as few as 50 patrons. Unlike the social clubs of the upper and middle class, at a saloon you were not required to pay dues or go through an initiation process. A man could walk inside a place like Kepler's downtown that had pictures of ball players on the walls and reliably see the same people again and again, stand at the bar, since there weren't any seats, and have a drink. You could often get a free lunch with that drink, maybe a hard-boiled egg and some salami, have your mail held there, and use some of the only public bathrooms available in the day. They were essentially community hubs for working-class men. The saloon period lasted from about 1870 to 1920, which is when many of the corner bars in Baltimore were built. To put things into perspective as to how popular they were, in 1899, there were almost 2,000 saloons in Baltimore. Today, we have 100,000 more people in our city and yet 600 fewer liquor licenses. The reason why there were so many corner bars was in part due to breweries. German immigrants in the 1830s and 40s brought beer and their beer culture to America. In Baltimore, there were so many breweries that they were in fierce competition with each other, and a common tactic to generate business was to sponsor a corner bar. So a bar might have multiple types of whiskey, but it would have only one brand of beer. Bars at this time also were segregated. Bars for black Baltimoreans, like Judge Cole's on Pennsylvania Avenue, often had a smaller drink selection and were on the honor system. They were self-serve and you would pay for your drinks when you left. They also were more likely to have live music performances for patrons to enjoy. And unlike white saloons, women mostly were welcome in the bar and could eat and drink and listen to music with the men. Bars that served white Baltimoreans had different rules for women. While white bars were frequented by single men looking for community, they were not a place to search for a romantic partner, as they might be today. The side door on a corner bar was the ladies' entrance. Women were permitted inside, but they had to take their beer to go, perhaps to drink on the stoop at home with other women. They could partake in the bar's free lunch, but they would have to eat it in the back room away from the men. Prohibition in the 1920s wiped out our corner bars, but as soon as it was lifted in 1933, they popped back up. There might be fewer bars in Baltimore today, but the ones we have really serve the same core functions as the saloons of the 1800s. They are places that foster community, a place where you can be a regular, have a drink with your neighbors, or chat with an out-of-towner staying nearby. Unlike 150 years ago, however, there are unfortunately no free lunches anymore, at least that I know of. But today, there's seating, and anyone can walk into any door of any corner bar they choose. For more information on corner bars, check out Baltimore Heritage's 5-minute history videos at baltimoreheritage.org. I'm Johns Hopkins for Baltimore Public Media.